This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to all you joyriders out there. This is a fantastic show from the guys you know. I'm speaking of none other than the Band of Brothers. My name's Keith, producer for such fine Truth Network programming like The Masculine Journey and Masculine Journey After Hours. In this podcast, you can expect to laugh and smile with godly men who want nothing more than to honor and glorify God. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the joyride.
It's working!
It's alive! It's alive!
You are now on the air with
DJ EK.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And an enthusiastic greetings to all the joy riders out there. It is I, your DJ extraordinaire,
DJ EK.
And this week, my bros, my compadres, the guys are talking about the leafy greens, the fish in the streams, the beautiful sun. Get out there and have some fun. We are talking nature, baby. Can you dig it? Now, let me rap to you a little bit. This comes from John 1, verse 3. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. Oh, that's some wisdom for you. Oh, let's keep it going, baby. Job 12, 7 through 10. But ask the animals and they will teach you, or the birds in the sky and they will tell you, or speak to the earth and it will teach you, or let the fish in the sea inform you. Which of these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this? In his hand is the life of every creature and the breath of all mankind. Ha ha. So joyriders, love and appreciate what God has provided. Going outside and enjoy the fresh air and spend some time thanking and appreciating the Lord for all that he has done.
I see skies of blue and clouds. So white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Most of us are pretty far removed from getting our own food, although there are fishers and hunters in this group that like to tell their stories about their activities, their trips and so forth, of when they are on hunting and fishing trips. And I have, you know, I have a little garden. I have a tiny little garden that's my connection to, you know, that we have the seeds that grow into the plants and we harvest them and they sustain us. When my parents were alive, I had a great big garden. They enjoyed it so much. And now I'm down to like one row of okra and two tomato plants and one fruit tree. But it's a connection, you know, mm-hmm. The doing of it. You know, I'm not trying to save a ton of money by doing this or grow all my food. I'm just maintaining that connection to the natural world that God created with my little garden, and I enjoy doing that.
Well, and there's something to be said for, yeah, I know I'm going to spend probably more money buying the tomato plants, getting the fertilizer, getting all the bone meal to keep them from rotting on the bottom. But when you taste that first tomato off your plant, it's like, man, this is so much better than anything you can get in the store. You know, there's just something when it comes right from the earth
Definitely.
To your table.
Definitely.
You know, there's nothing better.
Yeah.
you know, and it may be a pretty expensive tomato, but man, it's a good tomato.
Yes, and, yes, and the young okra pods, it's I guess you can buy them at the farmers markets, but you really can't buy fresh okra pods in the store. They're frozen or right. They age pretty quickly and kind of turn black, the ones that maybe you can't see, is my experience. I don't know. But anyway, I take some. I like to pick some and take them to Miss Jan Dyer for her to eat. She likes to steam them and eat them. And they're hard to come by unless you make trips to the farmer's market, which I usually don't. But
I'll have to try that. I've never had fresh okra, so yeah. I'll have to see what that's like.
Okay, go ahead, Danny.
And Danny, before you make a comment, I was going to make a comment about you, so you can respond to it if you want.
Okay.
I know you're a fisherman, but I've seen your fish. It'd be hard to sustain a family from that.
Oh, we don't have the Danny cam. That would have been a good one for that look,
that
right there.
That would have been a good one, right? Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, come back.
Okay, I'm going to be talking about vegetables now.
So from the guys of Masculine Journey, I'm Keith, and we'll see you down the road.
This is the Truth Network.